Welcome, guys, to another episode of Reach Your Peak Podcast with your host, Bobby Enright. In today's show, I want to discuss alcohol. So what we need to understand when it comes to alcohol is understanding the properties that are going to be affected, the systems within the body that are going to be affected when we consume, I would say, larger amounts of alcohol, or we consume alcohol on a regular basis. So a lot of people will want to achieve something. So they're training every day, they're doing their little bit of cardio, they're trying to eat a little bit healthier and just trying to improve basically their well-being and their health. And what we have to understand, if alcohol is a part of our lives, we need to understand from a hormonal side and a body function side what effects it's going to have. And that's really, really important. So when it comes to alcohol, understanding alcohol is key. And then we know how we can implement it and safely implement it and enjoy it and also get progress. So we'll start, guys, with first understanding alcohol as an entity. So alcohol is an energy source for the body. So we look at it as it is energy. It has calories in it. And the body is going to utilize calories as energy. So when we look at alcohol as such, we look at alcohol in terms of it's 7 calories per gram of ingested alcohol. So think of your macronutrients like protein, carbs, and fats. Per gram, they have a calorie value. So carbohydrates have a calorie value of 4 calories per gram of carbohydrate. Think of your potato, your rice, your pastas, your starchy carbs. Then you look at the likes of your proteins sources, your meat, your fish, and all that kind of stuff. And that's going to have 4 calories per gram ingested. Then when we look at the fat sources, like our nuts, our seeds, our butters, our oils, all that kind of stuff, fats are going to have 9 calories per gram. So alcohol does fall into our 4th macronutrient, and it's going to have 7 calories per gram of alcohol. So that gives us an idea that when we consume a certain amount of alcohol, we're consuming a certain amount of calories. Now, from that, when we look at that, so we consume a standard, we'll say, a standard glass of wine, for instance, we're going to be consuming between 120 and 160 calories. If we consume a standard pint, which would be something like a pint of Guinness, we're going to be up around 280 calories. A pint of beer, we're going to be over the 300, 320 calories for a pint of beer. So alcohol has a certain amount of calories, and everybody probably understands that. What I want to do in this podcast, guys, I want to break down the impacts that alcohol is going to have on a couple of key areas within the body. And once we understand that, then we know, okay, maybe that's something that's causing my progression to stall, and I didn't realize that it impaired me in that sense. So alcohol can have several, we'll say, negative effects on muscle anabolism and development. So, which is crucial for anyone focusing on fitness, being fitter, wanting to get fitter, or trying to change body composition, increase muscle tone. So we have to look at a couple of ways that alcohol impacts certain areas. And number one I want to speak about is muscle protein synthesis. So protein synthesis is the body's synthesizing new muscle tissue. So that's what we want. We want the body to start to help to grow new muscle tissue, muscle tone, getting stronger. So protein synthesis, alcohol consumption can impair protein synthesis, which is the process your body uses to build new proteins. Remember, muscle is made up of amino acids, proteins. So our body wants to produce new proteins to aid that pathway of recovery and to really help us get stronger, get better muscle tone, improve body composition. So this is critical for muscle repair. Protein synthesis is critical for muscle repair post-training. So studies have shown that alcohol can decrease protein synthesis, leading to reduced recovery and muscle growth. So we need to understand that alcohol in high quantities will impair protein synthesis. Remember, impacting the body's ability to repair muscle and develop new tissue and grow tissue. So our muscle is made up of amino acids, which are proteins. When we train, we damage our muscles. We're obviously tearing muscle fibers because we're lifting weights, we're doing all this kind of stuff. And we want to muscle protein synthesis to kick in by consuming protein, and we want our body to start that repair process. So if we are in a position where we consume a lot of alcohol, we know that there's going to be an impairment there. And studies have shown that. Now we have to look at the next thing, which will be the hormonal effect and impact that alcohol will have on you. Alcohol can affect the balance of hormones that are important for muscle development, which are testosterone and cortisol. So testosterone is crucial for muscle growth. So we need testosterone for muscle growth, and alcohol can lower levels of testosterone while increasing cortisol or stress response in our body. Now, going back to stress, and I spoke a bit about this on social media during the week, when it comes to stress, your body's ability to cope with stress is really important. And the times of the day that our body is going to, we'll say, for instance, need stress is when we train. So when we train, our body needs stress because you want to get yourself a bit ramped up for a session. You're going into maybe a heavy session at the gym, and you want your body to be in a place where stress is a little bit ramped up because you want to get yourself up for sets and reps and what you're doing. So when it comes to stress, we know that testosterone is crucial for building muscle tissue, and we know that alcohol can affect that pathway. It can lower levels of testosterone in the body. And the other thing is, it starts to increase cortisol, a hormone that can break down muscle tissue. So we have to understand that. So when we train, we want our body to naturally be pushing testosterone up a little bit, because obviously we're getting ready for a set, we're getting ready to train. So having that stress response, that higher cortisol drive prior to training or in your training session is fine once we can manage it post-training. But what we have to understand is that alcohol will increase cortisol within the body. Remember, alcohol is going to decrease our testosterone levels, and it's going to increase our cortisol levels in a negative way that will impact muscle growth and muscle repair. So that's really important we understand that. So crucial thing, guys, as I say, just understanding that when it comes to consuming alcohol in higher doses, we are going to see lower levels over time of testosterone in the body, and we're going to see higher levels of cortisol in the body. So these are two areas that are going to negatively impact muscle repair and muscle growth. So again, really important to understand that when you are trying to grow tissue, trying to improve your recovery so you can go back into another training session and obviously perform really, really well. So we know that there is going to be hormonal impacts when we consume higher amounts of alcohol. So when it comes to nutrient absorption, so that's the next kind of key point I want to look at. When we consume foods, a good quality kind of unprocessed foods, whole foods, have very, very high nutrient density. And we want to make sure our body is absorbing all these nutrients. So alcohol can interfere with the body's ability to absorb nutrients. So including proteins and vitamins, which are vital for muscle health and recovery. So we need to understand that. Again, the word protein is coming here. It's inhibiting this pathway. It's inhibiting the body's ability to absorb nutrients. And that's going to be very, very negative, especially if you're trying to consume a pretty balanced diet, an unprocessed diet, a good whole foods diet, food that's really good for energy and really good for the body. And now you're seeing that the body is not truly absorbing that, purely down to the fact of that alcohol consumption. So we need to understand that this lack of absorption of proteins and vitamins is vital for muscle health and recovery. So we're going to impede that pathway. So this can lead to deficiencies that hinder muscle growth. So again, if your sole goal is to want a better body composition, get stronger, look leaner, look more toned, remember, you're trying to create an environment for that to happen. And overconsumption of alcohol can inhibit that pathway. And we've went through already protein synthesis, we've went through the hormonal impacts that it's going to have, and now the nutrient absorption that it's going to have. Remember, you're consuming adequate amount of protein in your diet to cover, okay, the baselines of what you're trying to do, but then you're getting inhibited by the consumption of alcohol because it's not allowing these really good quality proteins you're consuming and nutrients you're consuming and vitamins you're consuming to be absorbed by the body to help that muscle growth and repair. So that's another key area, guys. Now, another huge area that needs to be spoke about when it comes to alcohol consumption is it's going to affect recovery 100%. So alcohol can affect sleep quality and hydration, both of which are important for muscle recovery. Now, this is really, really important because of the fact that when we look at when we look at the impacts training has on our body, we can only train as hard as we recover. So our recovery pathways are really important. Looking at the likes of sleep, which there's numerous studies on sleep, if you are not getting good quality sleep, that will be one of the key areas I would say to you to try to sort out or improve before you ever look at anything else. That's going to be a key driver of success within any body composition goal, any performance-based goal, and just general health. So we need to look at that poor sleep can disrupt the production of growth hormone. And that's one key area. So if you have poor sleep, which alcohol will impact sleep, it kind of, in a simple way, we see from studies that when you consume alcohol, you go out and you have a few drinks and you come back, you don't get that high quality sleep that you normally would. We tend to sleep lighter. We don't go into a deeper REM sleep, where most of our repair and recovery really happens and the body truly starts that pathway of recovery. So we see that there's an impedance in sleep. Our pathways of sleep is very, very light. And the quality of sleep isn't as high as it would be when you don't consume alcohol. So poor sleep can disrupt the production of growth hormone, which is released during deep sleep phases and plays a key role in muscle growth and repair. So growth hormone is released, guys, when we're in that deeper set point of sleep, that REM sleep. So we have the couple of areas of sleep. We have we kind of fall into that lighter sleep pattern, and that's where we kind of tend to stay when we consume alcohol. So we don't go into that deeper sleep, which we potentially would be getting into during the week when we're not consuming alcohol. So that's just something you need to understand, that there is going to be a recovery impairment when you consume alcohol in big amounts. I mean, if you're continuously consuming alcohol and trying to get a result in the gym or in your performance, there is going to be a negative effect there. Hence that when it comes to sport and performance, alcohol doesn't really play any role, any advantage role at all for the athlete. So that's why I would have been a big believer when I competed for years, that alcohol doesn't have a place in sport at all. And that's why I would always be trying to help and coach athletes that are coming up or people who are trying to be competitive athletes in any sport. It doesn't serve us in any positive way, really. It's really a euphoric feeling when we drink. We feel great and all this kind of stuff. It really raises our kind of serotonin, dopamine levels. And then what do we see? We're happy and everything. But then after, there's a big come down. There's an impedance on our sleep. There's an impedance on recovery. Performance isn't great the next week. And then how are we feeling? Not great, to be honest. So when it comes to any type of performance goal, guys, alcohol is going to negatively affect your sleep. It's going to impede the body's ability to produce and release a growth hormone, which is going to help us repair tissue and recover better. So it's really important that we have to understand that when it comes to alcohol, your performance will dip, your recovery will dip. And remember, if you're not recovering, you cannot perform. So you have to remember, when you train, that's fine. We're damaging muscle tissues when we train. We're putting that body in a higher stress state. So what we're doing straight away after training is we're going through a protocol of nutritional strategy, biofeedback stuff like sleep, hydration, all that kind of stuff. We're really working on that. And then our most important factor is we're trying to get as high quality sleep as we possibly can. And that's really important when it comes to our body's ability to perform in the next session. So we have to think of, when we look at training sessions, we do one training session, but our most important factor is our next training session. And how do we get into a good position for that one? We get into a good position purely down to the fact that we focus on getting really high quality sleep. And that is probably the most important factor, guys, that I could tell you to really focus on. So we know that there's a negative impact when it comes to sleep if we consume large amounts of alcohol, which will have a carryover to recovery. The kind of last point I want to touch on here when you look at alcohol is energy levels. Energy levels are, we want to go into training sessions where we feel good, we've good energy, we're on it, we're really focused on outputting hard in our sessions, training well, hitting our parameters, hitting our markers we want to hit in that session, whether it be a performance base where you're going out running and you say to yourself, right, this is where I really want to perform today. I really want to work on my performance. I've got a certain milestones and markers I want to hit in this session. So performance is going to be huge. We really want to make sure we're hitting our performance markers in the gym, in outdoor running, whatever you're doing, whatever sport you're doing, you will have a certain marker you want to hit. So it's really important that you hit them. And what you're going to find with alcohol consumption is you're going to have a dip in energy levels, because alcohol consumption can lead to imbalances in energy sources. So what we have to look at here is it provides empty calories without nutritional benefits. So remember what I said at the start of the podcast, alcohol is an energy source, 7 calories per gram of alcohol consumed. So there is energy coming into the body, but it serves no nutrient benefits whatsoever when it comes to consuming large amounts of alcohol. So potentially replacing more nutritious food choices and interfering with energy metabolism can affect workout performance and recovery. So let's go over that point again. When we consume alcohol, we consume empty calories with no nutritional benefit, potentially replacing more nutritious food choices. So when you consume alcohol, you're taking in calories. Now, with them calories, you potentially could have been consuming nutrient-dense foods that would serve you far better than taking in these empty calories from alcohol. So if you think of it in a way, it's kind of impeding a little bit on, we'll say, the pathways of what food is going to do. It's going to be nutritious, it's going to be highly protein dense, it's really going to be absorbed well by the body. That's going to be aid you with your recovery, aid you with your muscle repair, your muscle growth, and that's going to aid you in turn with your next performance. By taking on alcohol, obviously you're not eating, you're taking on energy that has no nutritional benefits at all within the body. It's a toxin to the body, alcohol is. So you're going to spend your entire week post alcohol consumption. Say if you drink on a Saturday night and you have a lot of drink and you come home and you're intoxicated, you go to bed, you wake up, there's an impairment to sleep, there's an impairment of recovery, there's a high cortisol drive, you're going to potentially want to reach for not really nutrient dense foods. You're going to hyper palatable foods that are going to be highly processed. They're not going to aid the body in any way. They're going to affect digestion because the gut is not going to like this type of food. It's not going to have a massive nutritional benefit. And then that rolls into Monday where sleep isn't right yet. And then the body is trying to detoxify, is trying to get rid of this alcohol because it has no advantage to the body whatsoever. So it's trying to get rid of it as in a kind of simplified manner. So that's kind of, guys, what I want to talk about when it comes to alcohol. So what I would say when it comes to alcohol consumption, and I would tell any of my clients this, everything in moderation. But once you understand something, so that's the key area of anything you do. If you're doing a program in the gym and you're doing 10 sets of an exercise in a workout and you understand why you're doing it and it makes sense to your goal, go for it. But if you don't understand why you're doing, and I see many, many people, they will make choices around certain things and don't understand why they're doing it. So I might say to somebody when I'd see them training, oh, why are you doing that strategy or that particular exercise? Oh, because I've seen it on Instagram. Oh, because I've seen it on YouTube. They don't actually truly know what benefit it's going to have to them alone. And that's really important, guys, that when you do something and you consume alcohol, absolutely consume alcohol and go and enjoy it if you want to. That is totally your choice. But just understand what it does to the body and what it does to your performance. Then don't be the person that's giving out all week about your performance and you're tired and you're this and you're that. And the one thing you don't actually look at is your alcohol consumption. If you understand that alcohol consumption is going to have a negative effect on performance, recovery, sleep, nutrient absorption, hormone impact, then you can clearly make an informed decision around, okay, how much units of alcohol you're going to consume in a week and be happy with that choice. If you say, right, you know what, my training is really important to me, I am going to consume 3 to 4 units of alcohol over the course of the entire weekend and leave it at that. I'm not going to go to the point where it's going to start impeding me. Me personally, guys, so I will tell you what I do. If I go out to drink, and I don't drink that often, I would have 3 pints. And that's it. I only drink really Guinness, and the only thing I will drink is 3 pints. That's me done. I never go over that threshold if I possibly can, bar it being a Christmas party or something. Purely down to the fact that for me, my work week is really important to me. My training week is really important to me, and my brain's ability to be switched on to help my clients, to coach my clients all week is really important to me and important to the service I'm going to give my clients. Plus, I'm going to hold myself accountable to what I preach as well. So there's no point in me preaching to you about alcohol consumption and then I'm there drinking 4 times a week or going out 3 times over the weekend and getting absolutely langers. That's not going to be a nice picture painted by me. So as a coach, I hold myself at that level of where what I practice, I preach. What I preach, I practice. And that's really important. So when it comes to alcohol consumption, guys, absolutely enjoy your alcohol if you choose to. make sure it's within a certain level that doesn't impede your performance and doesn't impede sleep and doesn't impede your life, doesn't impede your performance-based goals, whatever it may be, your body composition goals or your goals that you have in the gym. That's what I want you to really think about. And from there, just make sure that when you make a choice to drink alcohol, that you are making the right choice for you and nobody else. And that's really, really important. So hopefully that was helpful, guys. Hopefully you can take something from it. And hopefully you have a deeper understanding now of the effects of alcohol that they have on the body. And I'm not here to scaremonger or kind of turn you off drinking alcohol. I'm here to give you the informed information that you can take and make your own decision, and you can choose what suits you. And I hope that was helpful, guys. And again, if you have any questions on this, please reach out on the social media platforms. You'll get me at coach.bobbyinwright and at peakperformance.academy at the gym. So again, if you have any questions, please reach out. If you're looking for coaching, guys, as always, I'm available for coaching. I work directly one-to-one with people. I have a full coaching app, absolutely designed to get you to your goals, individual programming, individual nutritional programming, all set up in the app for you. And again, if you feel you need coaching, you need guidance, or you would like to go deeper in your education around your training and what you want to achieve, I'm here to help. And please reach out, guys. Again, have a fantastic week, guys. Hope you're absolutely smashing your goals for 2024. And thanks again for listening to another episode of Reach Your Peak podcast with your host, Bobby Inwright.